As the game of golf soars in popularity in the U.S., new golf courses are springing up across the nation. Perhaps none is more unique than the one being created in western Nebraska by a consortium of golf enthusiasts from Lincoln. Nina Galen visited the course and filed this report.
Something unusual is happening in the Sandhills, 11 miles south of Mullen by the Dismal River. A golf course is being created with as little damage to nature as man can manage. Jim Kidd, course professional, describes the challenge that attracted the design team of architect Bill Coore and 1995 Masters Golf Tournament champ Ben Crenshaw, who designed the course.
There's kind of what they call a minimalist design, where they just take the natural terrain of the land, and that's what really interested them about this site.
The results are stunning, as if someone on high had lightly dropped green handkerchiefs at random upon the yellow sandhills. Golf enthusiast Frank Hilsbeck finds the philosophy behind the Sandhills golf course architecture similar to that which created the great courses of Scotland and Ireland, and not akin to any other course found in this country.
The uniqueness of the golf course is that there's no water hazards, there's no water on the golf course, there's no trees on the golf course. There's basically very little, if any, out of bounds on the golf course. Just very nice fairways. I think you'll find the bunkering, the sand traps are very unique because they've retained the natural sand traps that have been built by nature, and they haven't actually had to create any.
But even with every effort to make the course accommodate itself to the dictates of the terrain, rather than change the terrain to conform to some vision of the architects, doesn't the presence of an 18-hole golf course still waste natural resources, such as the water needed to keep the greens green? This area, after all, was once called the Great American Desert. NOSA's ground superintendent Keith Nordic, whose job it is to keep the tees and greens in top condition.
We're sitting on the biggest aquifer in the world, so there's plenty of water here for everybody. We have an irrigation system here that takes care of our water. We can pump 1,400 gallons a minute. We'll keep us wet.
And if that isn't enough, a computerized automatic sprinkler system and an in-house weather radar monitor contribute indirectly to water conservation. Early on, the advent of the golf course caused concern in some area residents who felt the sandhills were created for bulls, not bulldozers, or that a bad element might move in behind the celebrities, bringing drugs and crime. But these fears have largely faded. Even Mike Brown, president of the decades-old Mullen Golf Club, has good words for his neighbor to the south.
We don't want to be in competition with them or anything. They're good neighbors and they're good people. I think more people watched the Masters this year on Sunday than had in the last 10 years with Crenshaw, and we kind of just claim him as our own now.
Their opening date delayed by rain until June 15th, the Sandhills Golf Club, envisioned as a private, exclusive golfer's retreat rather than a country club, will employ 60 to 70 local people in jobs like grounds maintenance and dining room staff. But even with this magnet for the rich and famous south of town, and Ted Turner's recently bought ranch to the north, bringing even more glamour and attention to their region, Mullenites are managing to keep their perspective. Ask Lena Neumeyer, owner of Big Red's Cafe and Lounge, how she keeps occupied, and she replies,
"Oh, I do a little bit of everything. Cook, wash dishes, wait tables, sweep floors, dust, clean, bake, about anything there is to do."
Word of the unique Sandhills Golf Club has already spread far beyond the borders of Nebraska and the United States. But for those multitudes who can't afford the $15,000 membership fee or the $75 green fee, there's always the 9-hole Mullen Golf Course offering memberships at $150, where you can play all day for 10. Of course, their greens aren't of bent grass, and their fairways not of creeping fescue. 4 years ago, they converted their sand greens to native grasses, which turn brown when it doesn't rain. But hey, it's only a mile outside of town, and, as Club President Brown points out,
we're a lot cheaper than they are.
For Nebraska Public Radio, I'm Nina Galen.